Welcome back to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. I am Bradley, as always, joined by my co-host Zane. And if you missed last episode, go get that listen if you haven't already. But how are you doing today, Zane?
Man, doing better. Obviously, I was sick all this past week. Yeah. As you all know from last episode, I was dying. I still am, as you can hear from my voice. But I'm doing better. I got to witness a great Thursday night football game, first in a long time. So that was very refreshing. How are you doing, though?
I'm doing good. We had some technical difficulties once again. So it's just, golly, this whole podcasting thing can be a little frustrating, but yeah. Something we love. So
we were trying out a new app, and then I went to talk so much good about our current app. I'm like, no, it's so good. We never have issues. Yeah. Proceeds to kick Bradley out the first minute in and still records me, and I don't even know it's doing that.
And yeah. It was so weird. It was so weird. And we were trying the different app for like a whole new layout. Yeah. Hopefully we'll...
y'all, just a better look.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be able to get that out soon. Hopefully next episode. Hopefully.
The next couple weeks.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean nothing. Yeah, I have nothing else to say about that app. But you want to jump right into it and start talking about the Thursday night game?
That was yes. Let me start with Kirk Cousins. Man, he did that on Matty Ice night, by the way. He got the single game passing record. And single season, I forgot what it was. But, like, the most passing yards on a Thursday night football game and most passing yards in the game for a Falcon. That's what it was.
On Matt Ryan's. Dude, he has the 28-3, and now he has this. He should never do anything with football ever again.
He's not an announcer, but I don't disagree.
No, I think he's great with football, but, like, the curse of Matt Ryan.
Hey, it wasn't really a curse. It helped his team this time.
It did. It did help his team. It almost cost him.
No, hold on. That's the first thing I'm going to talk about. It's how badly they almost sold this game. Last two drives, Bijan Robinson's out. What?
Tyler Allgeier.
It's inefficient. He's so inefficient.
But I think he's such a talented running back.
He's inefficient. He has so many games where he's so efficient. And then this game, he's so inefficient to the point where why is he in the game? Bijan was so efficient.
Fair.
So, like, the last two drives, especially when you need your best playmakers on the field, why isn't Bijan on the field?
Yeah, I mean...
You went on 4th-and-12 and almost sold your game and got lucky with a sack and a
start? Yeah, you should have punted. You should have punted there.
I mean, guaranteed, it worked out, right? But come on, you're stupid. That was stupid decisions.
Yeah.
That was literally, I was planning my talk for why the Falcons lost the entire fourth quarter because I thought they were going to lose because of how stupid their coach was being. And then Kirk Cousins decided to put everything on his back and just sling it.
Yeah, I mean, Kirk is still struggling with getting the ball out.
Yeah, sometimes.
He is still not the most consistent, and he's not fully Kirk, but this game, it definitely, like, got his confidence, which I think it's just a whole mental thing at this point. It's just him not trusting his, I think it's his right leg, where he can stand back there and just, like, stand on it and throw it.
The injury.
It is the injury.
Which I've had to explain that to people. I'm like, the injuries mess with people a lot more than you see.
Yeah, not even just, like, the physical aspect. It's a lot of mental, too. Because it's like, dude,
you
like...
You don't want young guys getting hurt. Because it can screw up their entire career. One bad injury, one ACL, one injury to a leg as a QB.
Like RG3, that just messed him up.
Cam Newton after his really bad shoulder injury. Oh, yeah. He was never the same. Which
Cam Newton. I think that was more of a physical with Cam because.
Physical because he worked it and worked it and worked it even after the injury. But yeah. It was also mental because he didn't want to strain it.
Yeah. Back on the Kirk, I think if Kirk can be consistent this year, this team could be a good team. Their defense is still worrisome to me. They're not getting to the quarterback enough. They're just open, like, they're allowing too many big plays. Not even big plays, but just, like, 10-yard gains.
Yes, which is a big play in my mind. Any play beyond five, like, any play that gets you a first down is a big play. Because
That's fair.
You're going 100. That's a tenth of the field. You're getting there pretty quickly if you go 10 plays.
True. But I think they have a really good running back core with Tyler Allgeier and Bijan. Bijan is coming off an injury, so.
Okay, then I forgot about that. If he got injured and that's why he didn't play, sure. I would have loved the announcement, but sure. I don't know. I don't like that the last two drives, he was not in the game to start out, at least that one drive for the fourth down play. Like, that bugged me. Because Allgeier was inefficient that entire game.
Well, because Bijan, he had trouble blocking this game. Like, he could not block.
Okay, see the blocking side.
I think Tyler Allgeier is a better blocker than Bijan, in this game at least. I think Bijan overall is a better blocker, but Bijan just struggled because he had Vita Vea.
Allgeier went 6 rushes for 12 yards.
I don't know. He hits the gap. So, like, he is very good with, I don't know the correct terminology for it, but, like, reading.
Like an outside zone run type deal?
Yeah, like picking the correct gap to hit. Being patient back there. I don't know. I've been a Tyler Allgeier fan since Desmond Ridder before Bijan. So I can't give up hope now.
Bijan was 12 for 61, so he's averaging 5 versus 2. I would put in the guy that's averaging 5 when it's the game-winning drive. I mean, didn't end up mattering. Guaranteed. They would have won. They would have had a lot better chance if Mooney knew how to catch a football in wide open space.
Mooney, other than a handful of drops, played great, I thought.
This season he's been phenomenal. Yeah.
Yeah, he's been looking really good. Drake London had a really good game.
Moves at 24 catches, 330 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Honestly, it's not bad. He had 2 touchdowns tonight. He had like 24 points in fantasy. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, dude, I looked and I was like, oh, did anyone drop Mooney or anything? Is Mooney still in any leagues of mine?
Everywhere last week, and I felt so good about it. Dude, I was like, yes. Because my team sucked in my standard leagues right now.
Nah.
It was bad. It filled with injuries with CMC and stuff. It's so bad.
Did you start Mooney, though?
Yeah. I also picked up Kobe Myers this week too. So that's that's my we said we talk fantasy football a little bit. Pick up Jacoby Myers. He's their wide receiver. Actually, he's gonna have Sertan this week. Pick him up, have him on the bench. Don't play him this week. Don't worry about it. He's got Sertan this week. Next week though, go get Myers. Because Adams is gone, I promise.
I don't know. You really think so? I mean, I just don't. No, because like we see this often where guys are like upset with their team and they want to trade, but they never get the trade done.
But not mid-season though. It's always off-season. And now it's rush. Mm-hmm. And now it's you got to think about your record and building up your team for later, and Adams is old and you're in a rebuild and all these other factors. Cuz Adams is 31.
Yeah, I think he's 31, yeah.
Yeah.
The Raiders should trade him. I don't know if you get I think you get a second out of them. Like
what they've been asking, apparently.
Like if I was the Steelers, I would give up a second for them.
Yeah, second and a fourth though isn't a bad deal, especially for a championship team, like a team that wants to run for a champ.
The Bills and Chiefs are in talks.
Chiefs are not.
Oh, Chiefs aren't?
No, because it's an in-division team. They won't trade him there. They'd be the stupidest team in the NFL.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
They're not in true talks. They'll probably listen, you know, hype up for other stuff, but otherwise wouldn't hurt. I don't know. The Bills would be so good.
Yeah. That'd be I don't know. Like, I don't think I would do anything if I were the Bills. I'd give it a week or two. See how they're... Because, like, Josh... I mean, yes, obviously adding Devontae Adams is great, but look at your team right now. Y'all are doing really good.
Receiver one. That was my last thoughts from this past game. They got blown out.
They did. But
it's because they don't have a true playmaker. I mean, they have guys who can make plays, but they don't have a playmaker.
Yeah.
There's two different things, okay? The guy who's consistently a playmaker, who's always making plays, or a guy who can occasionally make a good catch. Mooney can make a good catch. That doesn't make him a playmaker.
Yeah.
Right? That's my issue with this right now.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah. Yeah, I would trade for him if I was the Bills.
You're gonna have Adams, Coleman, and Shakir. That's a good group. That's a good three. I'd feel confident.
Yeah, and then let Coleman learn from Devontae a little bit.
Yeah, a little more of the jump ball style of stuff from Devontae.
Yeah,
and it'll help Coleman get open because Coleman's on the outside getting doubled or shadowed by the EB, and then the safety's always looking, so he's not going to make the big downfield high contested point catches like guys like Drake London. That's who I compared him to. So,
yeah.
I do think they should use him on more inside stuff too, like London has been getting. But, you know.
Yeah.
He's had a great night, by the way, tonight. London.
Oh, yeah.
12 catches, 150 yards, and a touchdown.
Yeah. They were passing the ball around to different receivers. That's the big thing. They weren't trying to force it to London or...
Yeah,
truly London.
That is a plus of not having this diva number one. Like, just having a bunch of great wide receivers who don't complain is so much better than having a diva true top five, like Diggs was with the Bills. Which, apparently, Diggs leaving freed up the offense.
Oh, 100%.
Which is so wild.
And Joe Brady is just cooking up a masterclass over in Buffalo.
That's like this past week. Yeah, it's been.
It's been since he's became the offensive coordinator. Yeah.
He's really only had one bad week this whole time.
Yeah.
So.
You want to talk about the Bucks and Falcons game a little bit more?
Yeah.
Before we jump into
predictions and stuff.
Yeah, we got a little sidetracked there, but that's okay.
It's fine.
Yeah, I thought the Bucs played better than the Falcons did.
They did for most of the game.
For most of the game.
Yes, they definitely did.
And then the Bucs just hurt themselves. And Baker played well, I thought.
He didn't do as well as I would have hoped. But yes, he did play well.
Yeah, but he shown what he showed last week, which is the most important thing, like consistency. Bucky Irving, he fumbled at the end of the game there, but I still think
RB1. No.
I still think he could be RB1. White, it might be a year, but Bucky Irving can take that spot over. Because he's a rookie. He's still learning. And
hey, who recovered that fumble, by the way? I think it was DeBoer, right?
Yeah, it was Ellis. Yeah. I noticed that. I wanted to mention it, but I totally forgot. Dude.
Well, him.
It was the guy from Kansas State, dude.
Yeah, I know. I saw who it was. I was like, hey, so the guy we both hated on in the draft, RB wise, got punched out.
Dude, done. What was. Dude, I was so high on Dante Ellis. I think that's his name, right? Oh, dude, I'm going to look like a total fraud right now.
Just look at Falcons Ellis.
Dude. Yes. Wait, no, that was not the guy. No. He was the free agency pickup from the Cincinnati. That's. We're thinking of a. Oh, gosh. Golly.
There's so much. Yeah. Okay, in our defense, there's like four guys with the last name Ellis.
Dude, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, my fault.
I remember thinking back at it because I heard Ellis or Elis, and I thought.
Brother. Yeah, that's why.
And I thought, oh, yes, that's my guy. And then they mentioned that he was a free agency pickup. He's undrafted. And I was like, oh, wait, never mind. And then you brought it up, and I was like, oh, it is that guy.
Jonah is the one.
Oh, yeah.
What was it, Jonah? Hold on.
But, yeah. Bucks?
Yeah.
I still think they're going to win this division.
I do agree.
I don't think the Falcons defense can... Yeah, they did. They only had four receivers, or they had five, and then one got injured. The rookie got injured, and then...
Yeah, they were without McMillan and Palmer, which was rough.
But, I mean, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, they stepped up for sure. Baker forced it to Chris Godwin a little too much in this game.
Godwin has been so good this year, though, I kind of understood it. Like,
I understood it too, but there was a point where I was like, oh, Godwin again. How many targets did he get? I would say 10 plus.
Can I pull up the highlights? That way we just have something going.
Sure.
Okay. All right. I hope we don't get canceled. Hey, look, it's on YouTube. Wait, it's NFL. NFL, you're right here. Please sponsor us.
Yeah, dude. We're cooked. We're actually going to get cooked. But our podcast isn't big enough, though, so...
It's funny. Yeah. It's not even gonna let me pull it up. Is it? That's gonna be funny. Yeah, I was just gonna pull up some highlights. It'll probably show like touchdowns and stuff. Keep the sound on off.
This is very random. This is like behind the scenes stuff. But yeah. I just thought of this idea.
Yeah.
I'll just text it to you later. I'll text it to you later. Actually, I'll bring it up right now, so I'll let the viewers how they think about it. So I was thinking of this idea. We could do Thursday night, like after the game, we do like a 10-15 minute video breaking down the game.
Yeah.
And then
do our predictions.
And then upload that and then post our podcast. Talk about the game more on there.
Okay,
I'll go more in depth whenever it's just you and I.
I don't hate it. I don't hate the idea. It's super laggy though, which I don't like.
Yeah.
Gambling stuff on here right now.
Dude, I put $10.
Time to stop.
I put $10 on last week's. I lost every single bet.
I put like 20 cents on this game, dog.
No. It was not this game. But I was like, oh, first time betting. Like, I'll just throw $10 in, like, this week and throw out different bets. I lost all of them. I literally won.
I didn't get to see this touchdown. London just bodied everybody for that touchdown.
Oh yeah, London. The Bucks defense like struggled too. They were playing zone a lot, and they were just finding the open zone gaps. So
53-cent wager bonus bet. What a touchdown. 53-cent wager bonus bet. It was 440 plus 40K. So I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to throw something like that together because 53 cents. Like, I'm not losing. It's a bonus bet anyway.
Yeah. Now I sound like a gambling addict over here putting $10 in.
Yeah, 53 cents of a bonus bet.
Dude, okay.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, it didn't. Mooney. Imagine if he did that later in the game. But I just want to say, I'm not addicting to gambling. It's my first week gambling. Wanted to have some fun.
Yeah, it failed because of four. It literally like was three touchdowns off. I thought Kyle Pitts was going to score. I thought Bijan was going to score. And I thought Godwin was going to score.
Dude, I think what made this offense more efficient was they were throwing the ball to Kyle Pitts and having him run different routes than other than like in and out routes.
Yeah, the Evans touchdown was the Evans. Both of them were dimes.
Oh yeah, dude, he was so covered in the second touchdown there.
It just was like a perfect little layover.
And Mike Evans threw his 100 touchdown ball in the crowd.
Crazy.
But
so should it. Bonus bet here. Okay, you ready? This might make you laugh. This was the last week. Devon Achane for the Tennessee game. Devon Achane touchdown, right? Expected.
Yeah.
It didn't happen. Under 42.5 points. 43 was the total points. Tyler Huntley, most rushing yards he's ever had in a career in one game, you might ask.
Yeah.
You ready? 20. And he had like 45.
And dude, so, I bet the over on that.
See, I bet the under. And then the last thing I needed was Calvin Ridley, 20 yards. Didn't even get 20 yards.
Dude, because I know the Titans struggle with rush defense, so.
So real. I really hate myself for betting so high on my $50 bonus bet.
50? You put 50?
It's a bonus bet.
Oh.
It's not my money. Once you turn 21, I'll share it with you, and then I get another one, and you get one, too.
Dude, birthday in 19 days. Shout out.
Yeah, let's go. 21, 19 days, so 20 seconds.
About to become a gambling addict. About to gamble on this, on pickleball, cricket ball. About to become one of those.
Sports book, and we'll both get a $50 bonus bet, and we're gonna bet on something easy.
Dude, all right, bet. I'm gonna put my life savings on that week on the Steelers to win.
That'd be dumb.
No, I know.
Mooney and Evans had great weeks, actually. Very great little weeks.
Yeah.
Look at that. I just broke it. Let's get back to it, though. Got a little distracted again. I'm gonna pull out watching the film. Don't want to get too much trouble.
Yeah. If you can tell on YouTube, I'm rocking the Kyler Murray jersey. I'm sticking with him.
Gosh, crazy. But, Steelers fan, by the way. Steelers fan.
Whoa, what's up with
Kyler jersey?
Come dude, on. I have like
Super Bowl.
What? Oh, okay. That is so different. Actually, we destroyed them. Not destroyed them. Barely beat them in that Super Bowl.
Like, you're repping the team that you beat in a Super Bowl? Like,
yeah, dude. I gotta make sure they don't forget. Dude, I have, like... No. I have, like, a Titans jersey, a Patriots jersey, a Cardinals jersey, a Chargers jersey.
I have one Titans jersey. It doesn't have a name on it, but it was supposed to be Hasselbeck's. My dad ripped it off.
Oh, Matt Hack, Hasselbeck. I think he, one time in like 2014, 15, he had an incredible Monday Night Football game.
I don't remember. My dad bought the jersey and was gonna rip off Hasselbeck and put on Mariota, and then he never did because Mariota ended up just, you know, falling off a cliff. Yeah. And then he was like, "Oh, I'm gonna do it with Levis," and as you can see from my
palette,
that was like everywhere.
I've been saying it since like week two, I think week one.
It's overreaction though. It's year two.
I don't think it's an overreaction.
It's year two, guys. Give it a week or two. He's got one of the worst O-lines. Hold on. I need the stats on this. Their pressures are, I believe, are like second highest in the NFL. Yeah, Patriots are the highest pressure rate allowed with 54% per play on average.
Okay, well, the Patriots don't have an offensive line. They literally do not have a single.
This doesn't include the QB holding onto the ball. It doesn't include that stuff. It's straight, just flat. So the Titans are second. It's not even on Levis all the time. It's that right side of the line. It's horrible. And by the way, the Panthers have the lowest.
Andy Dalton.
Wow.
Andy Dalton's cooking up a storm over there.
Red Rifle, man. You go crazy.
Red Rocket. Sorry, that was insane.
Red Rifle. Yeah.
That was
Rocket was, but yeah,
dude, because Andy Dalton got that dog in him.
Yeah.
Okay. We're moving. we gotta move on. Let's get right into our predictions.
Yes. Let's see. What week are we in? Week five.
We're in week five. You should know that as a Patriots fan, because y'all are 1-3. So we always got to take shots at one another's teams once a week.
That's okay. I don't have a running back as my quarterback. It's fine.
I know. Whoa. He's lighting up the.
Oh no, he's actually doing great. I just.
Yeah.
Hey, like you said,
it's our coaching.
It is kind of, well, no, because he's doing fine with the coaching. I can't even.
Dude, I don't know. I'm gonna go on a little. While you're pulling this up, I'm going to go on a little Steelers rant for 2 seconds. I think... Yeah, shout out. I did not go on that rant in this video, but whenever I make a week 8, I think I'll do a video on it. Check out that. I've lost trust for Mike Tomlin. I don't like his coaching. He's not expanding the offense, and he's not bringing in younger guys. His coaching tree, name me one coach who has came from Mike Tomlin's coaching tree. Zero.
Yeah, none.
Zero. And it's so bad. Like, they don't, they trust Justin Fields, but they don't want him to run the offense. They do not want him to be like, change up the play at the line of scrimmage and all that.
Yeah.
And it's just, you just can't win games if you're not going to change the, change up the play at the line of scrimmage. Like, you're going to be cooked.
Yeah.
And I fear we might be cooked.
I need a way to, like.
We're going to go 9-8 or 10-8 or 10-7. We're gonna lose in the first round of playoffs, no matter what we go this year.
It's every year. Let me pull this up now.
It's every year, bro, with that Steelers flow.
Okay, at least, well, my team's gonna have like a top 5 pick.
Yeah.
Total random site, by the way, guys. Let me pull up my predictions. You have yours too. We actually did already post our predictions on TikTok. If y'all want to check that out, we have a TikTok and we have an Instagram. Same name as our YouTube and our Spotify. So if y'all just want to check that out, give that a like, give it a follow. You already know. Just give it some love. That'd be awesome. Yeah. Do you want to start? Do you want me to start?
You can start. Actually, I'll start. This is the Germany game, I think, or England.
London, England.
London game.
Awesome.
And, you know, Aaron Rodgers is just, he's going to fold in London. He's going to fold. There's no hope. I have no trust. No, oh, not like that. Wow. Bring it up. No.
Come on,
bro. Dude.
Come on. Steelers fans, guys. Aren't they brutal?
Hey, if you play in the AFC North, you got to be brutal. Not actually. Yeah, dude, I'm actually the fourth quarterback in Pittsburgh. I might play this week, actually.
Yeah. Starting next week.
I can throw a ball 20 yards, I think, hopefully.
I think most people. Not accurately, but at least 20 yards. Minnesota probably then.
Yeah, Minnesota. I don't know how the Jets will adjust to that Minnesota offense or defense.
Both.
And
I'm not getting up for that game.
Oh, I'll probably be up.
It'll be like 8:30 when it's on. That's the issue. I'm not getting up.
Oh gosh, dude. Oh gosh. Yeah.
Respectfully.
Well, my church starts at 11. Oh, okay. So.
Also, going on church stuff, what is his name? Hodgins? The kid from tonight that scored that last touchdown.
Yeah.
The head on his shoulders is incredible. Like, the only thing he did during his entire interview was thank God.
Dude, I love when players do that. It's just...
Like, this guy, I want him to do... It's his seventh year, and the first thing he says is, all I do is pray to God about these moments, about that I can have moments like this to help my team. And I was like,
Because God gave us another day on this beautiful earth, so you should always thank him.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I'm thinking Minnesota here. Yeah. Andy or Sam Darnold. Dude, if Sam Darnold keep playing, I want him to win MVP.
He's definitely comeback player of the year. Him and Kirk Cousins.
Oh, Sam Darnold. Yes. Sam Darnold 100% over Kirk.
I mentioned it to you before the podcast. If you told someone in 2019 that Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, Kirk Cousins, and Geno Smith would all be better quarterbacks than Deshaun Watson, they would laugh in your face. But yeah. It's true now. And that's the crazy thing. It's so wild to me.
Yeah, it's crazy whenever you don't play football for a year and a half to 2 years, just
fall off.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's funny how the Browns got that luck, and I love it.
See, I'm fine with it now, because the Browns fans acted like they were the crap, and nothing happened. So it's really
they're like, oh, wait,
all of them look mad at me for my prediction of their record. Hey guys, it's aging like fine wine over here. All right, it's looking pretty good. All right.
Yeah, and the defense took a step back. I mean, it's hard to play as good as you did last year, but
defense took a step back. The O line took a huge step back.
Kinda
did too, honestly. Everything kind of did.
Yeah, but we both got Minnesota in this game, right?
Yeah. Next game, Carolina, Chicago. Chicago, not going to say much.
Chicago. You know what the funniest thing in the world would be?
Caleb Williams.
What?
Bryce Young beats Caleb Williams?
No.
Come in and beats Caleb. That would be funnier.
What would be funnier? Not as a Panthers fan, but like as a football fan. It would be so funny. Caleb comes out, throws for like 350, three touchdowns, zero interceptions, and just destroys the Panthers. And they traded all that away.
True. But there's
for Bryce Young.
The Panthers are all laughed out at. They're just done.
But like, yeah.
It would be really funny, though, if Bryce Young did that. To the Caleb Williams-led Chicago Bears and won the game. That would be hilarious to me, because it'd be like, haha, the revenge, the show that I'm still the quarterback.
Yeah, but I don't think he is.
No, I'm still not
getting it.
Again, I give it 3 years, guys. Got to be patient with the young boy.
Will, okay, well, on a different note, Will Levis is different. He was a second round pick. He wasn't too great in college.
He had a bad team in college. No, he played an NFL offense. He looked like he could play in the NFL if developed right, and he still hasn't fully developed yet. No QB in year two is fully developed.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, true.
Will Levis, you have to give up on Anthony Richardson and Bryce Young.
Whoa.
No, you give up on one of them, you give up on all three of them, because they're all in the same boat.
I mean, this is
the literal same boat of injury right now.
I mean, Will Levis just throws his body like Anthony Richardson. They actually,
it's like
both of them don't care about their future lives, I fear.
Maybe the IQ test is very important.
Yeah, like remembering your children's age at the age of 32, I would say is an important thing to have, but football is their life and they do not care.
It's so bad.
Yeah,
I'm definitely going to Chicago with this one. Are you going to Chicago?
Yeah, I'm taking Chicago. Yeah, this is easy.
Or not Baltimore. I love Carolina. Hello, brain. Come on, Baltimore.
Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's the next game. Who are you thinking?
Baltimore. Oh my gosh.
I'm thinking Baltimore as well.
I'm thinking the Bengals are going like 7-10 this year, and I'm not even saying that as like a hatred, because their defense is tremendously horrible.
Yes.
If
they can fix the defense, they're fine. But that defense is so bad that they can't get anything done until they fix the holes, which they have money to do. So
yeah,
this offseason, I'd be spending all your money on fixing holes in that defense.
And like, it doesn't matter if Joe Burrow plays like an MVP, because Drew Brees, I mean, it does, obviously, like, it would help him, but, like, Drew Brees, back in his prime, he had some horrible defenses, and he went, like,
332 yards, like, four seasons, and he didn't win MVP. I stand by this. Drew Brees should have as many MVPs as Aaron Rodgers should right now, because look at some of his seasons. They are insane.
But yeah, Drew Brees.
Hold on, I'm pulling it up.
Drew Brees is slept on.
Wow.
I don't know about slept on, but like, he does not get the credit he deserves sometimes.
No, people don't put him in the top five. And honestly, I put him just as high as I do Rodgers all time. Wild? I don't care. Look at this. 5,000. 5,000. 5,000. 5,000. Almost 5,000. 5,000 again in 2016. He had, I think it's the most in history, actually. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
And then, yeah, and then he took this fall off towards the end, but like, he also was hurt.
Yeah, he got injured. Elbow, I think.
Yeah, it's not the same. So he had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He had 5,000 yard seasons.
Wait a second.
Almost.
Oh, wait.
I want to see Rodgers. I'm going to do a comparison. This is totally side story stuff, guys. I apologize. I'm just curious. Ignore my horrible typing right now, guys. It is late at night. Oh, I'm panic typing. Look at this. So 2008, fair margin. Okay. Where's Rodgers' 5,000 yard season? I mean, I will say Rodgers is way more talented all time. Okay. I gotta say that. But the fact that Drew Brees has done what he did with the teams he had, he's very much so the most underappreciated quarterback of all time. Are you still here? You are.
Yeah. I'm just literally listening.
No, you're good. And, okay, 19-year career right now. 19-year career. Rodgers has to get 90 more touchdowns to catch up. Okay, actually, I can give him another couple of games. I think you could give him. Oh, there's a lot of games actually. Okay, then I guess it's a lot more fair. I didn't realize the games were that far apart. I just saw 19 and 19. My fault. It was also 31K passing yards, which is wild. And I guess there is like 2, 3, 4 seasons. Yeah, I wouldn't count. And then one. Yeah. Okay. So it's 18 versus 15, really. I don't know. I definitely, because the years, was it 2020? What year did he win MVP? Rodgers. Was it 20?
Rodgers, 20. It was 2020. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that wasn't the year that it mattered for Bruce. Because that was the end.
Yeah.
No, I actually think Brady should have won it in 2020.
Of course. Remember, guys, Patriots fan. No,
the championship.
No, I completely agree. I remember that discussion. Brady should have won. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the one time I was like, I don't know. And then there was another year. I think it was 2009. It was somewhere around. It was no. What year? Rodgers MVP years. God, I look casual for this.
Oh, Rodgers 2000 or. MVP 2011, 2014, 2011. 2020.
Hold on. 2011.
I could be
so wrong. What am I going to say? No, if it's 2011, the only thing holding back Breeze is the interceptions. Am I right? He has 11. One more touchdown?
Okay, 20.
One more touchdowns, wait. 5 more picks, 800 more yards.
I was actually correct.
He missed 2 games, guaranteed. Okay, a little slack there. But
it was 2011, 2014, 2020, and 2021.
Okay, and then 2014. Yeah, okay, definitely over Breeze. But 2014, I think, was like a different year that somebody else should have won over him. I don't know. Breeze should have. There's a couple years, I think, including 2011. I know he should have been a lot closer. This frustrates me. I mean, guaranteed, he had how many more picks in 2011? 8 more picks. Okay. If that's what held him back, and if that's their real reasoning, I can get behind it. But, my goodness. Like, this is ridiculous. He literally had one of the best completion percentages. He beat him in completions. He had, did he have less attempts? No, he had more attempts. More games, though. And just more passing. I don't know. Side content, I'm done with my rant. I'll do it in my whole video one day. I'm done with my little rant. We're done. We're going back to the actual content.
Dude, you could actually do a video.
Yes, I will actually do a video on this. I will totally do a video on this because I am not a Rodgers guy at all. So I will be down with Rodgers any chance I get to say it. Casual or not, I don't care. But yes, going back to this, we got a completely tangent today. You got your Steelers thing, I got my Breeze thing, because you brought up Breeze and I was like, oh, I got stories.
I love Breeze.
He's so great. He like walks around New Orleans apparently just going to games and people just talk to him and he just is so casual about everything. It's so awesome. Yeah, I think we both have Baltimore. So we both have Minnesota, Chicago, and Baltimore. This next game is Miami and New England. I'm taking my home team mainly because Miami's on their 7th millionth string QB, and both our teams are super hurt, but at least we have the QB we ended the year with, so I kind of trust us a little more.
Yeah, I'm taking New England too. Yeah. So we. I don't trust Miami.
I don't either.
People are already talking about Mike McDaniel on the hot seat. I don't like that.
I mean, the only reason he'd be sort of on the hot seat is for no backup quarterback, which I think they'll solve this offseason.
Like if you get one of the top 10 picks, get a quarterback. I don't care about Tua's future. Like, I don't trust.
It's not certain you took a quarterback.
So. Yeah, because Tua's done everything to protect himself, but he injures himself. He puts himself in those situations.
I'm not big Tua's biggest fan, but I still want him healthy. Like, I don't.
Well, yeah, like absolutely, but.
Like, I still think he's a good quarterback and all. It's not like we're saying to replace him because he sucks. No, we're replacing him because of health. We're replacing him so he stays alive.
Well, yeah, but Tua will not will bring you to a Super Bowl. Probably. He does. He's not an X factor on your team. He just knows how to operate that offense and how complex it is. You can't just bring in a random quarterback and be like, "Hey, learn this offense." Yeah. It's so complex that it's very difficult to learn.
Yeah.
So bring in me, honestly. Since I'm the fourth string over here.
Yeah. Trade.
I'll take a seventh. You can actually trade me for a fridge.
For a fridge. I'll take a couple couches for you. I need new couches for the place. Oh, we haven't talked about that on here.
Oh, yeah. Hold up.
Didn't have it. Didn't say it. Continue moving on. Washington. What do you think? Washington?
Oh, Washington. Absolutely whoops.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Browns. Until they prove me wrong, I'll pick Washington.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a Jaden hater no more.
You were.
I saw the light and I followed the light.
It's always good. In the Jacksonville game, I think it's going to be actually good.
Golly, this is a crapshoot over here.
I think Jacksonville gets their first win.
No.
Well, I think Anthony Richardson plays, and that's why the team's so focused. So
okay. Hot take. If you're betting on this game, take Richardson over on the passing yards, over on the touchdowns, over on the rushing. This is
like more interceptions than touchdowns thrown.
This is
more incompletions than completions.
Next week, whenever we talk about these games, you'll look back and you'll be like, "Oh, why did I say these things?"
No,
Anthony Richardson. You're gonna be like me with Jaden Daniels. You're gonna be like, "Oh, wow."
What was the name of that video? Anthony Richardson is a what? Exactly.
Someone hacked my computer and uploaded that video.
No, you approved and you thought it was hilarious.
It was hilarious.
You said it was the best title we've ever come up with.
Did I? I don't remember.
I think.
That's weird. Okay, on to the next game.
Yeah, anyway.
I
assume you're picking Indy, though.
Yeah, I'm taking Indy.
Okay, there's our first split. Again, these are on our TikTok, guys. If you're just listening, totally go check that out so you have a visual of what it looks like on TikTok. I will be posting them on Instagram soon. And if you're on YouTube, hey, just give us a like. You know, if you want to follow the TikTok and everything too, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, moving on to the next game.
Buffalo at Houston.
Curious what you have to think. What do you think?
They don't have their running backs. I think this is a redemption. Oh, they do? Mm-hmm. Are they healthy? Yeah, I'm still taking Buffalo.
Well, I think this is a...
redemption.
No, I think this is a revenge game.
Oh.
I think Houston wins. I had Houston. I have Houston. I'm still rocking with Stroud. And I'm rocking with the whole team. Besides Diggs. I don't like Diggs. But I still think he's going to have like his best week.
Diggs is going to throw a hissy fit mid-game. It's going to flip the momentum.
He'll throw a hissy fit after his third touchdown and they drug test him. No, but actually, Buffalo got hurt a lot in that last game, and their injury report looks worse than Houston's, and so I got to pick Houston.
Yeah, that's fair.
I like two of their picks, guys. And I've already picked one, so I'm curious.
Golly, dude, this is another crapshoot.
Denver all the way, baby.
Bro, dude, who did I pick?
Bro, you picked Las Vegas.
Okay, yeah, I'm taking Las Vegas. No, I took...
No.
I took Denver.
You did? Yes, you did.
I did.
What am I talking about? Broncos country. Let's ride. I think Bo Nix has a good game. He throws for more than 60 yards. You know? I think that's my prediction. That'll be the video title. Bo Nix will throw for more than 60 yards.
100%. We locked our title in. Arizona versus 49ers. Well, I can't.
I'm doing this on purpose, guys. Just to mess with them a little bit.
I can't. Oh, dude.
Are you picking against Purdy, or are you picking against the jersey you have on right now?
I can't pick against my boy Purdy.
Why?
Dude, Purdy is good. Purdy is so good.
He's not bad.
How many touchdowns did he throw on one drive? I forget.
How many counted?
How many did he throw?
He threw one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he threw
one touchdown on a drive. I mean, that's pretty normal.
Wait, who were they playing? They were like a really crappy team, I was thinking.
I'm aware, we suck, all right? We suck.
Dude, I can't even hate on your team because you know they suck. Like anytime I'm like...
You cannot talk.
Yeah. I'm taking the Niners, though. But
quarterback? Who came off the bench?
That was a fraudulent loss.
He was on the Ravens, too?
Okay. To defend the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's because if you're projecting to play a running quarterback like Anthony Richardson, and then you can flip to a old man.
Hey, the old man decides to turn y'all on your head and beat the crap out of you.
Yeah.
So, I'm just saying.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's okay.
He's crazy.
Onto Dallas. I'm just going to be like all the players. Onto Dallas.
Hey, we're both here. Are we both picking San Fran?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's 3 games left, by the way, guys. Who am I picking for my other away game? I don't know.
Brother. Oh, no. Stop. I forgot your list, but...
There's 3 games. We're on Green Bay right now.
Yeah, I know who you're picking.
Green Bay?
Wait, oh.
Yeah, this is my other away game. I was building up craziness for nothing. I think Green Bay wins this game. This Rams
okay.
is dead.
Yeah.
We talked about this off of
the They're all in the hospital. Like, you cannot go to Los Angeles' hospital because all the Rams players.
Hospital? That's what the video title should be. Because the Ravens, or not the Ravens, the Raiders, the Bills, there's a lot of teams. The Patriots, the Raiders, the Rams, and like 3 or 4 other teams are just like half their roster is on the injury report. There's at least like 10 plus people on there. I think it's like 17 people on there.
Yeah.
Like, that should be the video title. Why is half the league on the in the hospital? Something like that. Just put a bunch of people broken legs.
Everyone in the hospital?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking Green Bay too. Giants, Seattle.
Seattle,
yeah, that's easy pick there.
Let me see. I'm trying to see what teams had a lot. The Bengals had a lot. Okay. Oh, wow. The Bengals had a lot. The Texans had a lot. The Bills had a lot. The Panthers have a ton. For real? Yeah, the Panthers.
Pretty sure their defense is a little injured.
Patriots have a ton. Dolphins have a ton. Jaguars have a couple. Yeah, there's just like half the league right now that's on an injury report. Why is half the league on the injury reports? That's the real question right now, guys.
Real.
Yeah. Going back to it. I'm picking Seattle. Obviously, this feels clear choice. The Giants, I didn't have them winning more than, 4 games? That feels pretty standard.
Yeah.
Only prediction that I feel like has been off for either of us has been Minnesota. Everywhere else feels about where we had them outside of Miami, of course. But you can't predict injuries like we said when we were doing our predictions. So, I don't want too much bashing over that. Nothing you can do with that. Seattle looks so much like the better team in this game. I think they probably do a lot on both the run and pass. I expect a DK Metcalf touchdown this week. I felt robbed last week.
I did too, especially whenever you have a bet on it.
Yeah.
I'm not betting. I'm not betting. I'm done with betting. I'm retired.
I'm 21.
Did you know you can bet on Sleeper if you're above the age?
I don't bother. It's not worth it. And the, their stuff is so much worse.
Dude, the adrenaline rush, though.
Adrenaline rush goes away, and then your 10-yard thing that you need doesn't hit because Mahomes throws the ball 10 yards too high over Xavier Worthy.
That's the worst thing to ever hear from someone that gambles. The adrenaline rush is just so...
That's when you know you got to stop.
Yeah.
That's when you got to delete the app.
Dude, this week is going to hit.
I have a buddy who placed like 12 leg parlays and they put $10 on like 10 of them in 1 week. I'm like, you're done. All right, you're done.
Bro, you're cooked. Yeah.
Like, yeah, right now. It's like his first week. I'm like, you got to stop.
Yeah.
Back to the games, though. Dallas and Pittsburgh.
I'm coming to Dallas.
Really?
No, absolutely not. I hate Dallas.
I didn't believe you. Okay, I was like, yeah. What, Pittsburgh? What do you think?
I think it's going to be way too close, I fear.
I'm thinking Pittsburgh because the injuries to Dallas' team right now. They're without Parsons and Lawrence, probably. Yeah.
I mean, we're injured on the offensive line, though, so.
True. So it's pretty equal in that regard.
But... Yeah, but we have Justin Fields. We have a better quarterback.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I know.
I hate this movie, by the way. It's awful.
At least especially for fantasy. Yeah, that's brutal.
Final game, Kansas City, New Orleans. Kansas
City
makes this game pretty all right, but I would love a New Orleans.
I would love. I was going to say that.
You could see it happening too. I could still see this being a one score game, and I would be so down for it.
Yeah. I'm taking Kansas City, though, sadly.
Yeah, I do take Kansas City. Do you want to go a little more in depth on any of these games? I feel like we just kind of skimmed. So there's a couple of these games we could talk a little more on. One of my predictions are based on how bad the injuries look to starting rosters, though. I will say that much. So if I think the injury reports and starting guys are worse, I'm going to pick the other team.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't have that many thoughts.
I think it's going to be a good game, though. I think this is a competitive week.
Yeah. I'll say the games I'm most interested to watch. I'll go with obviously my team, in Cincinnati and Bengals, or Cincinnati and Baltimore, Cincinnati and Baltimore, and then Buffalo and Houston. Those three games will be interesting to watch. And the Cardinals and 49ers.
For me, I think my games are Baltimore and Houston. Baltimore and Houston. Goodness gracious. Come on, Zane. What are we doing?
Dude, it is currently, just so everyone knows, it is 12:20.
I can see it in the corner right now. It's 12:20. What are we doing, Zane? What are we doing? Probably the Baltimore-Cincinnati game. And honestly, the Washington-Cleveland game, I'm curious to see how this Cleveland defense holds. And then the Houston and Buffalo game. And that's it. Like, genuinely for me, I'm not picking my own team. I don't want to watch my own game. I'm going to. I don't want to. It's like force-feeding somebody vegetables. Like, it just doesn't – it's not good. But
yeah, this is worse than the Monday night game.
Don't talk about that. That was mean. At least we have a Monday night game.
Yeah.
You'll probably do. It's just later in the season.
We do. We play the Giants.
What? Why is that a Monday night? How do you end on that? Why is? Come on.
Dude, because everyone wants to watch the Steelers.
wants to watch the Giants.
I want to watch the Giants. I love watching the Giants.
Can't let them lose.
Yeah, that's a lie.
I've been talking about it a lot. I will probably talk quarterbacks and wide receivers. I think Milroe would be so nice for this Giants team.
Sorry, it's the Jets.
Oh, you're losing. Yeah.
Bro is the biggest Steelers fan. Your team already took us enough, fan. Your team already destroyed us.
No, because I would have gotten Jaden Daniels. No, I love Drake May, but I would have had Jaden Daniels if your team knew how to play football.
Well,
in two games, if the Broncos and the Steelers knew how to play football, the Patriots would have Caleb Williams.
If your team didn't cheat, I would still have happiness. That is.
We didn't cheat against y'all.
I don't know.
The only one I can agree with, but it was a rule at the time, was the Raiders game. That's the only one I agree with. Because it was still a rule.
Deflategate, Spygate.
Every team spies on every other team. It comes out every year. Okay, yeah. Spygate, you can literally find it in every team's track record. I can pull it up on y'all's within 10 minutes.
Whoa. You don't have to. It's okay.
Okay. And then Deflategate, we would have won that game anyway. We were up like...
Yeah, it was like 45 to...
Yeah. We scored more points after half when the balls were a different set that weren't interfered with. So, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So, don't hate. We really didn't cheat as much. I sent you that Mahomes thing, right? The Mahomes turn back touchdown?
Oh, yeah, you did, yeah.
What did you think of that?
I don't know.
That's what I mean when I said he's had it a little bit easier lately.
Well, the league's extremely different, though.
Yeah, it's very Mahomes-based, and if Mahomes doesn't do good, then the whole league falls apart.
Okay. I mean, Mahomes is looking pretty bad this year.
22-6 years, yeah, because they're not turning him over as much.
Okay, ref.
22-6 years versus Brady had 16 in 22 years. Bradley's done over here, guys. He is tired. He's out.
This is me reacting to what you're saying about the refs, but I am also extremely. If you can see these, these are darn wrinkles, dude.
I know. I get it. He's taking to a corner. Bridging the audience too, I'm sure.
Dude, I have to wake up at like 6 tomorrow, dude.
I gotta get up at 8, so a little better, but man. Yeah, let's wrap it up, though.
Dude, well, I mean, we do, hey, we love the grind, though.
Oh, yeah, we do love the grind. We love doing this for y'all. We love the entertainment, so. It's when we can do it right now, unfortunately.
But sooner than later. I'm not saying anything, but sooner than later.
Happening.
Something big. No more.
Not just for that reason, though. It's just a lot of other reasons.
Strictly for that reason.
No, it's just an added bonus was that reason.
Yeah,
let's wrap it up, though. Like I said, if y'all want to check out the TikTok and y'all want to check out the Instagram first before I wrap it up, that'd be awesome. Give that a like, a follow. It lets y'all get notified when we're posting. If y'all aren't already getting notified, if you want to get notified, check it out on YouTube. You can set notifications on. That'd be awesome. We love that. And we'd love to hear if y'all have any like input on like anything y'all want us to do, any videos. We'll post them on YouTube anytime. So we'll wrap it here up by saying just thank y'all for listening to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. Be sure wherever you're listening to leave a like, follow, subscribe, or comment. We always appreciate it. If you'll disagree with any takes or anything, let us know down in the comments below. As always, thank y'all for tuning in. Hope y'all tune in to the next one, and peace out.
Peace.